back the other way.
Just about everyone here describes the shape of Carlin Lake as kidney-like.
Yeah, see, now you're seeing the other half of the kidney green.
Mary Watkins' home looks out on the north side of the kidney shape, which is a 155-acre lake near Presque Isle in Vilas County.
Hi, Ruby baby. Come on.
Watkins lives here with her yellow lab, Ruby.
I have a dog. I like to walk my dog. I would be afraid to go out there on the, you came down that road, it's narrow. I think it would disrupt the quiet. It would disrupt the whole reason everybody's here.
Watkins is talking about a company's proposal to send 3 tanker semis daily down the one-lane road to her home. They would collect 18,000 gallons of well water every day at the lodge and restaurant called the Carlin Club next door, hauling it away for commercial bottling.
Diesel fumes and the noise, and it's not right.
Watkins has opposed the plan since it was first hatched.
We all thought it was an early April Fool's joke.
So has Ramona Kubica. Kubica is hosting Watkins and 3 other people at her kitchen table. All of them live on Carlin Lake, and they've all been fighting for almost 5 years to block the plan.
It all boils down to you are trying to protect your water resources. You're trying to protect all your other resources. It's the noise. It's the fumes. It's the trucks in and out on a narrow driveway.
The Carlin Club is a once-thriving bar, restaurant, and lodge that's proud of its water quality. There's even a Home of Carlin Water sign on its entrance gate. However, at the kitchen table, Carmen Farwell says the water here is good, but not special.
I think the drinking water that we share with everybody in this north part of Vilas County. We have beautiful lakes, beautiful water to drink. We've never seen any evidence that there's anything specifically better about water from the well at the Carlin Club.
Nonetheless, in early 2015, a group headed by Trigg Solberg started planning to bottle that water for commercial sale. Solberg is the founder of Trigg Supermarkets and a former Natural Resources Board chair. But the company's idea to bottle the water in Minocqua fell through. Then a potential Presque Isle bottling plant faced strong opposition in a town meeting.
We were crowded in there.
Not long after, as the company's plan shifted to trucking water to a bottling plant in Marinesco, Michigan, the group at the kitchen table filed a lawsuit to put the idea to bed for good. It was the first time many were involved in any kind of legal action.
Are you nervous?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah, I see Barb, you're shaking your head over there.
Uh-huh. Big time.
The group argued the Carlin Club is in a residential zoning area, and its permitted uses shouldn't be expanded to allow commercial pumping. Attorney Tim Casper represented Solberg and the Carlin Club at the time and said this about the group to WJFW-TV during court proceedings.
They don't care. They don't want to know the facts. All they want to do is they just want to stop this. Again, it's like they're with pitchforks going after Frankenstein. They don't care what the facts are. They'll make up whatever they can make up.
But a judge barred the company from pumping and an appeals court agreed. The company wasn't done, petitioning the Vilas County Zoning Department and Board of Adjustment, both of which rejected the plan. Solberg wouldn't comment for this story and didn't authorize his attorney to speak, but said this to WJFW at the time.
Obviously, we're disappointed. The Carlin Water is a fantastic brand, and it would have done real well without hurting the environment.
Another appeal bounced the case back to another Board of Adjustment hearing, which is coming up November 14th. The Lake Group hopes its success stays the same.
We have won every hearing, every appeal, every time we've gone to court, every time we've gone to a hearing at the town level, at the county level, at the appellate court, every time.
Even so, almost 5 years of battling is exhausting, says Barbara Lapine.
You go to bed with it at night, you wake up with it in the morning, and then all of a sudden, bam, something else is. It's like they're throwing something against the wall to see whatever sticks. Mm-hmm. But we're sticking together.
The group has that attitude to protect their lake, but also others.
Saying if it happens here, it could happen to them. Mm-hmm.
Dozens of individuals and lake groups from across the state have shown support in the Carlin Lake case.
I've heard people call this a landmark case. And our attorneys never disagreed with that.
No. The group's attorney, Dan Bach, doesn't think the November 14th hearing will necessarily be the end. That's right. This case could go to another appeal.
It would not surprise me if the matter lands before Judge Nielsen once again.
Even though the process to stop daily tanker trucks near the lake feels exhausting, the Carlin Lake Group tries to stay positive. It's not personal, they say. In fact, the cookies on that kitchen table are from a Triggs supermarket. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Presque Isle.